Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 6 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. I guarantee you'll love the experience. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. We're also sponsored today by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. They make the coolest sunglasses in the world. I've been wearing them for almost 5 years now. They do restoration, they do prescription, they do the vintage stuff, they do the vintage inspired stuff. In Retrospects, there's something out there for everyone. Email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get a complimentary gift worth $75 and free shipping for a limited time till the end of this July 2015. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I interview friend John Tarantino, founder of Martinero Watches. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? I'm with my friend John Tarantino, who is the founder of Martinero Watches out of New York. I'm with John right now at the Ace Hotel. We're just chilling, having a drink, and it's good to catch up with you, John, after a long time, buddy.
Yeah, great to meet up. Looking forward to talking.
Absolutely. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thanks.
So, John, some exciting new stuff. The company is a little over a year old now.
That's right.
And, you know, you have the founder and the Ace, the two watches that are your
yep.
icons of the collection.
Yep.
You're now expanding the collection. I've seen you've done interesting things, like you've done blue hands on your watches.
That's right. That's
and you've opened it up. You have more strap options.
Sure.
More dial options. And now you're coming out with another... another collection, which I was privy to last year when I met you.
Sure.
And now I just kind of wanted to educate the public about, I mean, you know, obviously we had an amazing interview which we did last year, but I want to kind of educate again, just to reiterate, Martinero is a brand that's a really incredible value. In my opinion, essentially you're getting a $1,000 watch for under $500. So tell me the amazing things that have happened in the last year
of
the brand and where it's at now and where you see yourself.
Well, sure. Thanks, Amit. So, so we launched just over a year ago, back in February 2014, with those two models that you mentioned, the Ace and the Founder. We thought that the best initial way to expand on that collection was by offering additional color options of those two models. So, as you pointed out, you know, we added the dark blue dials and the blue hands, added some other leather options as well. Actually, two more that are about to come out in about a week that aren't yet on the site. So we really wanted to build out just all the different colorways for the two models before we released a totally new model. We've actually also, I'm happy to share, very soon we'll be releasing a small number of Ace and Founder models, a little bit smaller version. So right now, all of our watches are 42 millimeters. This was surprising to me, but probably the most consistent request that I got was, are you ever going to come out with anything in a sub-40 millimeter size? Very surprising to me. Yeah, so to that end, we'll be releasing a very small number of 38 millimeter Ace and Founders. Pretty soon, within the next month or two. Thank you.
Will they have sapphire front and back? Like,
absolutely.
And they'll have the Miotas?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
Yep, same specs.
Same specs, exactly.
Yeah.
Great.
Very close, yeah. So we've got those coming out soon. In addition, we've got two more models in production. Don't want to give all the details, but happy to give a general overview.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so of the two models, one of them is more of a dress watch concept, and the other is more of a sporty watch, like in line with the aesthetic of the Ace and the Founder. With those, similar concept in that we'll continue to offer customizable options as far as the color of the strap, the dial, the hands. They're still built right here in New York, so we do all of our assembly here in New York, just like the current batch. Price point is going to be very similar. I haven't set pricing exactly. It's going to be a little bit above 500, but not much.
Okay.
Yeah, and the reason for that, it's actually all that is that we're spending a little bit more money on the constituent parts. So we've got a little bit more expensive movement. A little bit more expensive construction on the dials as
more
well.
More detail or
more detail.
Better finish?
Yeah, basically more detailed finishing, more applied elements, all around. It's really all the things that, like, I'm very proud of the Ace and the Founder, but from that, you know, from what I learned there, and you know, I think that taking everything we learned in that initial process, you know, we've created, like, this is a, you know, it's a little bit nicer product, you know, and it costs a little bit more, you know,
it's a natural step.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you.
And it's still typically, it's going to be well under $1,000.
Well, I think that's the market you play in so well, and you still have a high quality product. Are the cases still searching for stainless steel?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So we're still doing similar specs in that. Yeah, absolutely. Still sapphire front and back. Good water resistance.
The straps.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Are they also still made in the U.S.?
Straps, yes, absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely, and also, you know, working on, this will be down the line, but working on some more premium strap options as well. So in talks with doing as an option, you know, it's like, say, you know, do you want a watch? Do you prefer the calfskin, or do you want to upgrade? Do you want to get like a genuine alligator strap?
Great.
So I'm working on providing that option as well.
And as always, people, Marinero watches come with the option of an 8-0 strap or nylon strap in addition to the leather strap that you get with the watch, correct?
So that's right. So for the current collection, yes.
Yep.
And then for the next collection, what we found actually is that while a lot of people, they do like the NATO straps, we found that what I'm going to do, I'm going to offer it with the leather only, and then offer the NATO as an add-on.
Add-on.
For like a small, like a
small,
yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, John, take me through this. So, I mean, you know, I was lucky enough to receive a watch last year,
mm-hmm.
wear it, I love it.
Thank you.
And it's a beautiful timepiece, and honestly, it's very versatile, and you can wear it in any situation.
Yeah.
Who do you find today are your clients? Do you find that the collectors that you have, are they collectors of fine watches, or are they people who want to dip their toe in luxury without committing to a higher price point?
Sure, yeah. So I would say that we have three different customers.
Okay.
So the first one is the very affluent watch collector, you know, the guy, you know, reading all the watch blogs, you know, very in tune with what's going on, you know, owns at least usually very often upwards of 10 watches, you know, and that's nice stuff. You know, you're talking like
Rolex,
yeah, Audemars, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so for them, like, we are their casual watch.
Yep.
Right? So, you know, they are just a casual weekend day, or, you know, they're traveling and they don't want to travel with their Patek. You know, we're their casual watch in that it's a nice, well put together product.
Yep.
And for them, for that buyer, I mean, they think that we are just a great value, just very inexpensive. You know, they think $500.
Which is pretty remarkable, John, considering that, you know, those watches are tens of thousands of dollars, and you're not even you're probably the tax on that, or less than the tax on
the
that.
The tax,
When you look at it from that standpoint, it's pretty remarkable that you're being taken seriously, even as a casual watch.
Yeah.
And kudos to you, because it's a lot of your hard work.
Oh, thank you.
Design. Aesthetic, everything. So,
thanks a lot.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And the second customer is a young professional, a little bit younger, certainly, you know, in the 20 to 30 age demographic, and that's somebody with some discretionary income, really just getting into watches, you know, and so someone like maybe they've taken an interest in mechanical watches, you know, through reading some of the blogs, or there's just a lot more information out there now, I feel like, about this stuff, and so, you know, they've got some knowledge coming into the process. They're not ready, like, for them, for that particular buyer, you know, spending even $1,000 and that might not seem like much to a luxury collector, but for someone who's just getting started, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, for them, you know, they see our timepiece, they do a lot of research, and sometimes that buyer finds us. And, you know, with that buyer, though, we are there every day. Like, they, you know, we're there very often, their first mechanical watch. They wear us every day. They really become our fans.
Great.
Ones, yeah. And then I would just say the third customer is actually is interesting, is A lot of women buying, but not for themselves, always for gifts.
Really?
So, yeah. Which is interesting to
would
me.
Would you like to see women wearing your product?
Yeah. So, actually, I would love that.
And that's what the 38 millimeter is made for?
So, that was part of that thought process, was that, you know, with a 38, it actually appeals to two different people, potentially, right? So, one, women, as we just discussed, right? Because a 38, and then a lot of women, actually, what I found is that they prefer men's watches.
Yep.
However, they thought that ours were a little bit too big, right? Because especially we've got like a nice thickness and everything, right? So, you know, to that end, maybe the 38 millimeter model would appeal to them. And then also, speaking of watch collectors, guys that are into vintage watches. I mean, those are often 35,
38, 36. 33 to 38 millimeter.
Yeah, so 38 is actually on the bigger side for a lot of them. So it'll be interesting. And what I like about it is that it really ties into our model, like the customizable model. It's like, now it's just another option, right? Pick your model, pick your size, pick your dial color, pick your hand color, pick your strap color. You're done.
What happens, John, if you have somebody who bought a watch, you know, and they select red hands? Or red second hand.
Yeah.
And now they want a blue one because they see that. Can that change?
Yes, actually. So a few people have reached out to me about that.
Yeah.
And I was happy to accommodate. They just sent me their watch back. I charge a nominal fee. I mean, it's just really just what it costs me to replace the hand. And I send it back. And that's actually something that I've been thinking about doing pretty soon, actually, as an additional service. So that way it's like, wait a minute, you know, someone, it could be a dial replacement or a hand replacement. You know, someone has like
a dial hand replacement.
Yeah, it could be anything. And it's like a new watch, right? I actually did that for a couple of friends of mine. I mentioned that I could do it because a friend of mine, he's like, oh yeah. He's like, he liked the watch. He's like, oh, he's like, I like your new blue hand. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. And then a few other customers have emailed me about it. So I think it's a nice service. I'm going to start offering it very soon.
Wonderful. You know what?
Thanks.
I think that, you know, for me specifically, I like options.
Yeah.
And I'm a watch guy and I like to change my things. When you're talking about a nominal fee, do you mean anywhere from 10 to 20 bucks or do you mean more than that?
Yeah, so, and I haven't figured out exactly how much it's going to cost, but you're probably talking 20 to 30. I mean, and that includes the, like, both the part, whatever you're exchanging, and the labor to do it.
Okay, and then the shipping is separate, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
They ship as well.
Yeah, but see, that's an amazing thing. You go to any watch company, you want hands, it's $400. You want dials, it's $1,000. It's like, you know, you're doing something. And John's watches, by the way, are extremely high quality. I've had the watch for over a year now. I wear it all the time.
Awesome.
I get massive compliments on it.
Awesome.
And the thing is that screw down crown.
Yep.
Very water resistant, very aesthetically pleasing. I think what it is you bridge the gap between a modern watch and a vintage watch in a very affordable category.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of, you tell me if I'm wrong, but that's kind of the aesthetic that you're kind of going after.
Yeah, I'd say so.
More or less.
Yeah, that's true. And then I think also, like you touched on, you know, the idea is that it's supposed to be the kind of watch that you can wear really wherever you go.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so like, what, it can be formal, right? I mean, like, you know, wear it with a suit and tie. It can be casual, and that's also why we tried to make it as durable as we could, right? Just with like screw down crown, high water resistance, sapphire crystals. So like, you don't have to worry. Like, it can, I don't know, wear it's like a day at the pool or the beach or whatever. You know, you can knock it around a bit, and it's going to be fun. So yeah, so it's a very, very like a versatile and clean aesthetic.
What's amazing about, and I again picked up on this last year, and if I'm reiterating, I apologize, but hey, we can never strengthen the point too much.
Yeah.
That you're being taken very seriously by the watch blogs. And, you know, the watch blogs normally don't really talk about watches sub 1000s. And, you know, the Hodinkies of this world and the blog to watches of this world, they love you.
Yeah.
And as they should. Because it's a very, very high quality item.
I appreciate it. Yeah, and I think like with Hodinkee especially, I feel like, I mean, that's a very educated readership.
Yeah. Yep.
And you've got a lot of collectors on there.
Yep.
And so I think, so that probably, I feel like a lot of the people that are reading Hodinkee, that probably falls into that first customer that I mentioned. You know, the guys, you know, it's
the real watch aficionado that has a collection.
Yep.
That wants something casual.
Yep.
And wants something different. And really, obviously, price is of no consequence. but they want something high quality.
Yeah.
And this is what they're getting.
Yeah. And then also, and then just like tying back to the whole customization thing, what I've found is that customers tend to get much more attached to the pieces because they feel like, and they did, and they're right. I mean, they feel like they've had this, like a say in sort of in how it looks. You know, it's like that. Like I picked that red hand, you know, and I picked this like matching ox blood strap to match, you know. And so to that end, yeah, I feel like there's definitely just more attachment, which is awesome. You know, like they really like it.
And what I find really interesting too is you have really cool partnerships. I think John's approaching this the right way. You're not going the traditional retail model in watch stores. You're actually going into specialty shops for bespoke suiting or accessories or whatever. Want to talk about that a little bit? Who those people are?
Sure. So right now. Yeah, we're being sold, like still most of the business is online, but I'm developing just partnerships with either just brands that I really like or retail stores, you know, that I just really like what they're doing and that I think there's a natural fit. One that I've got going on right now is Tanner Goods.
Yep.
So that's an awesome leather goods store. They're based in Portland, Oregon, and they've got a store in L.A. also. So they're stocking us. And working on something interesting with them, because I'm not quite ready to give details on, but there's something really interesting in the works with them.
Excellent.
Yeah, which would be really cool. Right now, we are being sold through this is more of an old school business, but a business called Guideboat, which again, I'd recommend all your listeners. Just a really cool, they have a physical store out in Mill Valley, California, and also a catalog, and it's just a really, really well curated guide of just sort of all kinds of things, just like clothing, accessories, like a lot of stuff that's hard to find.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's another one. And talking to just a handful of other stores that anything that's just sort of that I like what they're doing, it's on brand. But you know, those are kind of probably the two big ones for now. Yeah.
And do you feel like that's the model you want to work with at the moment, or do you feel like now you're no longer the new kid on the block? You've had a year under your belt. Yes, you're relatively new in the watch industry.
Yeah.
But at the same token, you kind of probably have a much better sense and feel of how the watch industry works.
Yep.
Do you see yourself, you know, maybe going into a traditional retail?
I think, so I guess, like, the short answer would be yes, a reluctant yes, but I would say that it's more of, that would be more of a complementary strategy. I feel like online is probably, is going to remain the core business for a long time, maybe forever. And then the retail thing is something I think it's a great way to expand, especially like with the, you know, with some of those retailers that I mentioned that I feel like there's just really good brand fit. But that's something that's a slower process, you know. And it's not something like I'm not, you know, working the phones, like just like calling retailers all the time trying to get in their stores. No, actually, like in both those other instances, actually, like, they reached out to me, you know, and they're just kind of asking what I was up to, and that's how I learned about them, you know. So it's a complementary strategy. Yeah.
And are you still is it still going to be an exclusive amount of pieces being made? I mean, I remember the Ace and Founder were 1,000 each.
Exactly. So that's the case for the Ace and the Founder. We are, and that'll hold for that model, but for what's upcoming, you know, we're focusing less on, like, on the small batch aspect of it and focusing more on, you know, bringing really good value for the, let's say, around $500 range, sort of in the sub 1,000 range.
Yep.
Continuing and expanding upon the options that customers can choose. And actually, the third thing, which we haven't really touched on too much, you know, right now we do all of our assembly locally, which I think is that's what I think is the logical first step in terms of bringing actually more of the watchmaking process back to the U.S. So that is more of a 10 to 20 year goal, honestly. You know, it's but there is a reason, you know, we start with assembly, and we will see what else we can do.
So the movements themselves are assembled in the U.S.?
All the watches are cased in the U.S.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, so the components are shipped over, the dials, the hands, cases, crystals, straps.
Right, right.
And then as the orders come in, people select their options, and we assemble them to order.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool because, again, I don't know of any brand right now that's offering you that, you know, at that price point or any price point for that matter. You know, I think you have to really look at it. Well, I'm happy for you. And I think people are, you know, look, you may not be a household name that everyone knows, but I think that you're a boutique brand for small brands. You don't make a lot of pieces. And you know what? People respect and appreciate it. You know, when I know something's exclusive,
yeah,
I value it more.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
I think that's probably the perception of your brand, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that, you know, what's interesting to me is to see, you know, as being one of the first people to interview you from the inception of your brand and now being here too.
Right.
It's amazing to see your evolution. I'm really proud of you, and I really hope that, you know, I can continue to be a part of that journey for you.
Oh, definitely.
And, you know, you've been very supportive in letting me, you know, take these opportunities to interview you. So thank you, John. I really hope that continued success.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll do it again next year, and I can't wait to see the new stuff.
Yeah. No. Really appreciate it. Always good to do these interviews. Like, I can't believe it was, it was just over a year ago when we did this the first time.
It was last February, actually.
Yeah, like right after we launched, probably, yeah. Time flies. But great to do this, great to talk. Actually, I can't wait to actually show you one of our new pieces. You know, should be out in a few months. I'll really interested to get your take on that, you know, once those.
Thank
those
you
are
very
ready.
Much, John.
Yeah.
And please, all of you out there listening, go to www.martinero.com and check out John's website. Take a look, customize your watch, order one. Believe me, it is the best money spent. If you want to dip your toe in the watch industry, this is right up there with anything extremely high quality I've ever seen, and you'll have so much fun with it. Thanks again, John.
Thank you.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was my follow-up interview I did with friend and founder of Martinero Watches, John Tarantino. Go to www.martinero.com to order yours today. Customize your watch. Pick the dial, the hands, the straps. It's so much fun, and it's, you know, you get an amazing value under $500. And it's all assembled in the U.S., and it's very high quality. Also, look out for the new 38mm size for those of you out there who want to wear a smaller watch. And a new website should be coming soon, so look out for that. So thank you, John, for the opportunity once again. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Cape Cod Polishing Cloth. If you want to clean, polish, and protect your watch like a professional for under $20, go to www.capecodpolish.com. I'd also like to thank Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas, who make, in my opinion, the best sunglasses in the world. They do restoration, they do prescription, they have vintage inspired, they do it all. Email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get a complimentary gift with your first purchase, a value of $75, and free shipping anywhere in the U.S. for a limited time till the end of July of 2015. I'd also like to thank Shellboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check out my Instagram and my Twitter. You can see the coolest pictures of watches all over the world. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. Check out my Facebook watch page and don't forget to like it. And also, if you want to, like, you know, stay informed without being committed to a daily watch blog, you can, I'll throw the link below. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter. You can also check out my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. Please email me with questions at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.